Seven Lamb Productions presents to you End of All Hope. Episode 9, Seeing is Believing.
Mark continued to drive. It was around midnight, and we were taking side roads to avoid the now heavy traffic of 80. Sometimes it felt like we were going out of our way, but I didn't want to bring that up to Mark.
Hey, what if we stop at a hotel or motel or something?
To rest?
I thought we were going to keep driving.
I can't sleep in here, though. It's cramped. Plus, a hotel would maybe have maps. If we continue taking these frontage and side roads, we could get lost.
Have you tried the phone, Jay?
A couple minutes ago.
And?
Nothing. No signal, no GPS, no nothing. I mean, anything. Can't even play backgammon on the thing.
Did you turn it off?
Yes.
I don't know why I was so worried about conserving power. Would the phone ever have signal again? It's hard to believe this whole ordeal would subside anytime soon. We would reach Cali way before this attack stopped.
If we stop at a hotel, someone's gonna need to watch the car.
What for?
I don't want anything to happen to it.
Keep the key. Nothing will happen to it.
We could keep watch. One person stays up. One person was going to stay up driving anyway.
You guys get some sleep. I'll keep watch.
Ava.
What?
You're the one with the schedule. Do you mind stopping?
I did mind, but I wasn't the one crammed in the back seat with two other people. Jay, Riley, and Serena looked uncomfortable. Of course we can stop. We'll just wake up early and head out again.
Awesome.
Now to just find a hotel.
An hour later, after making it back to the frontage road, we were able to find the Ranch Motel. It was a three-story L-shaped building with a small pool. There were nearly 50 cars in the parking lot, and several people were outside wandering around.
I don't know if I like this.
We could try another place.
Wait, let's check it out first.
Okay, you guys stay here.
What? No, I want to go in.
Mark, you just stay here with the car. Jay and I will go.
Bring the gun.
Fine. Jay and I decided to take a look. We headed to the front office.
Do you know how to use that?
It's been a while.
Shit.
I stuffed the gun in my waistband, and we entered the cheap motel. The front office was littered with paper, magazines, and vending machine wrappers.
I don't think they're open.
Well, tell that to everyone outside. We walked over to the counter. Really, Jay?
I don't see anyone.
Hello? Hello?
I don't see any maps, either.
We walked around the counter to see the register on the ground, busted open. No money left.
Well, we won't have to pay.
We heard shouting from one of the rooms. Jay and I headed down one of the halls. All the doors were shut. A few people stood at the end of the hallway talking.
Do you think we can find a room?
Take any room that's open.
We spun around to see a man in cargo shorts and a tank top exiting a room with an empty ice bucket.
That's what we did. I don't know if there's any left, but the key cards are in the upper drawer of the counter.
What about the owners?
I haven't seen anyone that works here. Some guy just told me what I'm telling you. I'm taking advantage of the free room. This place still has power. One of the only places around. Probably won't last long, though.
The man pushed past us. Thanks. The man nodded and disappeared around the corner.
Well?
We went to the front office, behind the counter, and checked the drawers. There were still several key cards left. 306 work?
Works for me.
Hopefully the room would be vacant. We rushed outside and back to the car. We told the others about the room. I grabbed one of our bags filled with food and water, and Jay grabbed another. Serena came with us this time, and we went to the room using the outside stairwell. Mark watched us so he could park the car right under the window of our room. Mark and Riley even made their way up.
This place has power. That's shocking.
It probably won't last very long.
We don't need it to. We'll leave at sunup.
I don't mind staying up. I can keep watch.
Please, make sure nothing happens to the car.
You got it.
Thanks, Riley.
Jay and I shared a bed, and Serena took the other. Mark pushed two chairs together and slept scrunched up. I found it hard to sleep. I kept drifting in and out. It was 3 now. I saw Riley sitting on the air conditioning unit with his feet propped up on the windowsill. I stirred, which startled him.
Hey, are you all right?
Yeah. Just having trouble sleeping.
That's why I offered to stay up. With everything going on.
I get it. Are you guys going back to something? Someone?
Family. Mom's in Charlotte. Have no way of contacting her, which is... Well, it sucks.
Was Charlotte hit?
Not sure. Radio went out when they were listing the cities. Then we got 2 flats. What about you guys? Heading back to Cali for...
Fiance and Mom. I went on a business trip with these two, and now we're heading back.
I thought you were with him.
Riley motioned to Mark. He's just a friend.
Right.
The lights began to flicker. What's going on?
Well, they've been doing that on and off ever since we got here.
I walked to the window and peered out. People came and went.
There's surprisingly a lot of activity out there.
I see that. I went over to the table and saw the full ice bucket out and several empty bottles of soda. I pointed to them.
Well, there's a vending machine on the 2nd floor. It hasn't been ransacked yet, so I grabbed some stuff.
Tell me there's more.
There's more.
I'll be back.
Whoa.
Relax, I'll be fine.
No, I'm sure you will. But the guy?
Mark.
He may get upset.
And I should care why?
He may blame me. I'm supposed to be keeping watch.
Well, keep watching the car. I'll be right back. I went to our backpack, grabbed my gun, and left. I walked down the hall to the outside stairwell. I went to the second floor and searched for the vending machine. I turned the corner to see three people standing by the railing and talking. Excuse me.
Sorry.
Behind them, the vending machines. It still glowed a bright blue. I put in a dollar and got an orange soda. I slowly picked it up so I could listen in on their conversation.
Yeah, but that's when the power goes out. Why the hell wouldn't radio towers work? Everything gets cut off when the meteors hit.
The power's still on here. Explain that.
The closest place that was hit was that town outside of, what's it called? Damn it. But I'm telling you, the power will cut off shortly, and it's not because of the grid.
Another man came from the other side of the hall. He came up behind me with a dollar bill. Anything.
Oh, I need to get home. That's my priority. Home.
Thought I saw another one up here. I was hoping someone cracked this bad boy open. Guess I'll have to pay.
It must be harder to break into one of these machines.
The vending machines only need a good kick to the glass, or so I hear. Not that I would do that.
I don't know you, but I believe you.
That means a lot.
I moved out of the way to let him get his drink.
So, what are they talking about?
The power grid. Or something.
The least of our worries. I wouldn't be so concerned with the power grid, my friends.
I stepped back as the other man shouted to the others by the railing.
Sorry?
The power will go out, but it's not going to matter until the government handles those things, if they can.
The man next to me wore a plaid overshirt and jeans. He bent down and grabbed his soda.
I'm sorry. What? What things?
Oh, you don't know?
He's just babbling, man.
They don't know.
The man bumped me with his arm in a gesture that made it seem like we were lifelong friends.
Those rocks aren't solid.
Is that right?
It is. And they ain't exactly hollow. You know what I'm talking about, don't you, dear?
I wanted to head back to the room, but I knew I wouldn't be able to now. I do know what you're talking about.
Enough with the goddamn games. What are you getting on about?
Creatures. Shit. Aliens.
What?
He's making shit up.
The three guys laughed and shook their heads.
It's a meteor shower.
It's an invasion.
You know this guy?
No.
But you believe what he's saying?
I believe it because I've seen it.
And what exactly have you seen?
An alien? The three guys stared wide-eyed at me, unbelieving. Then they laughed and walked off.
It's a hard pill to swallow.
You've seen one?
I've seen more than one. Came in through my town, not far from here. Devastation. I'm just passing through. See that bike down there?
I hardly sat just beyond the stairwell on the ground floor.
If I were you, I wouldn't stay here too long. They're drawn to large crowds. Why do you think the rocks are falling on the big cities?
You're calm for a person that says danger is on its way. Why aren't you going around warning people?
Because people think you're a nut or crying wolf, people need to see to believe. You've seen, you believe.
And now I'm worried. The man took another long gulp of his soda and smiled.
Oh yeah? They're near.
The whole area was dark, save for the moonlight.
Now it's time to go. You'd be wise to do the same.
The man headed downstairs to his bike. I walked to the railing and watched as he drove off. A woman zigzagged between parked cars. Her shirt was soaked in blood. I dropped my soda and ran upstairs. Open the door! Open the door!
What's going on?
We have to go. Now.
End of All Hope, written by Robert M. Lamb, edited by Seth York, Adam Jetmore, and Robert M. Lamb. Starring Hope Ennis as Ava, Nick Engelhardt as Mark, Adam Jetmore as Jay. Co-starring Jenny Bailey, Justin Stewart, Jay Marone, Chris Cardassano, Amber Simpson, Brian Messick, Mike Lenhart, Christopher Atkinson, John Lasseth, Kyle Appleyard, Maria Baumgartner, Kaylin Boyd, Jack Austin, Seth York, Jonathan Moss, Amy LeRae, April Cadmus Marsh, Daniel Brown, Ashley York, Nick Ott, Mitchell Beck, Jose Caraballo, and Robert M. Lamb. Music provided by Incompetech.com. and Dylan Mixer at dylanmixercomposer.bandcamp.com. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review on iTunes. Visit www.7lamb.com for more podcasts such as this one. This has been a 7 Lamb production.